This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Number three of the Bob Tuscan Show. We got a lot to get to. We got open phone lines tonight, 800-313-9443, and we'll continue to follow this thread as long as we get callers for it, about whether or not we need the police. It's pretty straightforward. It's a philosophical question, obviously. It's a hypothetical one, but I think it's an interesting one, and I've enjoyed hearing what people have to say about it. I'm still not convinced. I guess I'm a bit of an anarchist. Which, by the way, is not such a dirty word. Anarchy literally means without a ruler. Without a ruler. And I think that's what we all look for. Without a ruler. I don't know why I ever got married, but that's a different story. Anyways. There's a lot of other news to get to, and we will, but there's some calls left from last hour, and we'll get to them. Let's talk to John Canada now. Hello, John.
Hey, Bob. I think Steve lost his mind there for a moment. He was saying that the cops...
Did you hear that? You lost your mind.
Well, maybe I'll find it again. Let's keep looking.
Okay, well, let me help you there, buddy. You say that in your previous statement before the hour was that cops serve and at any level. And that you could see that there's differences in that level. You think they have a legitimacy of some sort, and it's not just, you guys in the States, it's us in Canada, too. You said that there's a legitimacy that they do the right thing. Well, they don't. And what would the world look like without these thugs? You know, like, we don't need them. I don't know about
John,
you.
John, where do you live in Canada? What part of Canada? Are you in the rural area, or where are you in Canada?
I'm in Alberta.
I mean, but are you close to people?
Yes, of course I am.
I mean, are you in a big city?
No, it's only about, 80,000.
All right, I've worked in the inner city where there are no cops, okay? You know why? Because all they have is gangs there, and it's bloody murder. It's ugly.
Oh, I understand that. Like, when the founding group of a city say, we're going to abandon it, yeah, that's what you're going to get.
Well, that's what you get every time without law enforcement. That's,
yeah, I know, but it's not law enforcement that's the issue. It is the abandonment of it, banks and higher ups that say we're just going to let this go and let them cannibalize themselves.
That's not what
you know. Like I really don't buy any of this nonsense about Detroit or anybody else saying, "Well, they're bankrupt." Well, you know what? You know what they got? They have huge funds that have never been exposed.
Absolutely. A lot of it went into their pensions, and now there are guys even who have justified pensions that can't get them out.
No, no, it's not just pensions. It's investment funds.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit has a lot of money as a city that they've misused. But getting back to the point of law enforcement, I'm telling you, I think we're going back in time to something where everybody did what they thought was right and it never worked. It always goes bad. You've got to have law enforcement, but you've got to have good law enforcement. And that's the problem here, as I've said before.
Well,
it's not about cops.
Let me tell you something, Steve, that good law enforcement is like for the people, like to protect them. Bad law enforcement is like when they are revenuing on people.
Yeah,
and that's what I object to.
There's not, the police, if you like, and of course this can, so many different, groups of police from, your municipal police to your state police to your deputies to your sheriffs. I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of people in law enforcement, okay? And so what I'm saying though
don't skip through this. These are corporations. These are like, money making, entities. So can't skip through this.
I think the point is that what you're trying to do is throw the baby out with the bathwater. You see the
problem.
No,
I'm not.
And
no,
so
I'm
as a
not.
Result, you're saying we've got to get rid of all of it.
No, no, don't you
I think
dare.
I would argue that 6,000 years of history would argue against you, man. I don't think it's
don't
ever worked.
Don't you dare
never will. And
say
never will.
That I'm throwing the baby out with the bathwater because I'm not.
How are you going
I am.
I mean, do you have any idea what kind of crazy people are in society today, my friend? Are you even paying attention
are
to
Are you
news?
Bringing up crazy people just to, infect me?
Well, aren't you aware of these people out there? I mean, not everybody has a real good
no,
state
because,
of mind.
No, because I don't assimilate with them. I don't have anything to do
They don't
do
care.
With them.
They will do whatever they like to you, regardless of whether you assimilate or not. There are some people who just don't give a damn about anybody else. And they'll do everything. They'll rape you. They'll rob you. They'll maim you. They'll abuse you. You know, there are people like that. That's the way, that's the world we live in, John. Okay? And,
listen to me.
There's no way you can stop
that. I'm not saying that I am going to be a victim of a group of people that are just looking to exist. I'm not talking about that.
I don't understand what are you talking about then? I mean, you're saying, where do you draw the line? Somebody has to uphold the law.
Well, Steve, I don't disagree with your premise, but at the same time, can't we just stand up against one another?
No, we can't, Bob, because it never works. It breaks down into tribal warfare, feudalism, gang warfare. I've seen it happen on the streets. I've seen where this goes on all the time. Chicago, inner cities, I've worked with these people. Cops don't get involved, and it becomes a gang war. That's tribalism. That's the human race. It's been
that
way all along.
Deliberate?
All along. There's nothing different
about
it.
Steve, don't you think that was deliberate?
What was deliberate?
That the cops pull out and let them just have at her.
Sure, it was deliberate. And absolutely.
So,
what are they supposed to do?
What are we talking about?
Then what are they supposed to do? Arrest them all?
No. I'm asking you. What are they doing now?
Why are they doing it? They're doing.
No.
It.
No.
They,
what? Why? Oh, jeez.
What's going on here? Is John still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is that there is an awful lot that it goes on that we can just sort of step away from. We don't have to, beat the cops, beat anybody. We just step out of it.
Well, you can't just step out of it because crime will find you regardless of whether you're ready for it or not. There are people that are that way. That's what law enforcement is for. There are people who belong in prison. I'm sorry to say that, but there are. Now, I'm not saying a lot of them that are there now do, and I'm not saying that it isn't overbearing, and the big problem is the cops are so busy dealing with the civilians and the everyday people that they never take on the real criminals. I agree with you 100% there. But the point is they're still the everyday criminals. There's still a lot of real bad riffraff out there.
Scott, let me tell you something. Most people are not criminals. They
Most
are
people are
wounded.
Criminals, to be honest
they
with you. Most
no,
people
they
are
just
criminals.
Wounded.
Now
they
you're
are
entirely
like
naive and just absolutely blinded to the fact that most people actually are criminals. It's just that most people don't get away with it or don't try it for one reason or another. Some people do. A very small group of people are not criminals.
All right, great discussion, gentlemen. We will be back after a quick break. Stand by. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Interesting discussion. Let's move on now. I think we really vetted that out, which I like.
We beat it to death. Yeah, that's good.
We beat it to death. We got a good hour and 20 minutes out of it.
Yeah, we did.
Steve.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for you.
Well, I'm good with questions, not always good with answers.
Really?
Yeah. I can repeat your question.
Go ahead. Repeat
well,
it.
Well, I don't know what
the
it is yet.
Was, okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Do I? That was the question.
Oh, you have a question for me.
My
question is, what is the question?
All right. Enough messing around here, okay? We got a show to do here.
Okay.
Did we need a federal judge to tell us the NSA program appears to violate the Constitution?
I think it's a start. You know, obviously it does. Obviously, you know, you think? Yes, it does. Absolutely, it violates the Constitution. But isn't it interesting that one federal judge, we're talking about law enforcement and all this stuff, one federal judge says it does. He thinks it does. He says it appears to. Notice he didn't say it did. He says it appears to, which is the way a judge can talk about a certain issue. And I think he makes a good statement there pertaining to it. I mean, this is the kind of thing that all federal judges should have said all along. But it's only one judge, which is, again, back to my point, that not all the people who are out there in law enforcement or in any position of authority are good people. People basically, they don't violate, I mean, they don't follow the law. One judge says this NSA spying system appears to violate the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. One federal judge. I agree with him. It damn sure does. I mean, I'm not thinking it appears. I'm thinking it absolutely does. Absolutely does. Maybe we should read the Fourth Amendment so people get an idea. You know, the Fourth Amendment pertains to search and seizure, right? Illegal search and seizure or any intrusion into your privacy. And we'll pull that up, Bob, and we'll read it. I mean, let's just say that, you know, I have a bench warrant because I think that Bob Tuscan is building nuclear triggers in his basement. When I come over to his house, I see that Bob is growing weed, you know. Bob is, you know, he is...
What do you mean, you know?
Well, I'm seeing these things, you know.
You know, Bob is growing weed, you know. No, not growing weed, Steve.
Okay, all right, Bob is not growing weed. I'm not saying that. But let's just say that your tires are bald, and I think this is a problem for you being on the highway and you're in violation of safety standards.
Your hair's bald.
That's right. It could be a number of different things. Am I entitled by the Fourth Amendment to write you up tickets and search and seize other items other than nuclear triggers that you're building, Bob? No. No. You don't go into somebody's house and just start writing up tickets and looking for all kinds of things. You don't pull people over on the road without, you know, any probable cause to test them for alcohol at these checkpoints. You don't do those things. You don't go into their phone lines. You don't go into their mail. You have to have a bench warrant signed under affidavit pertaining to exactly what you're looking for. And then what I'm getting at is if I saw all these other things, bald tires, stuff like that, I'm not entitled to arrest you or write you citations if I have a bench warrant to look for nuclear triggers. That's what the Fourth Amendment says. You know, we've given the police the opportunity to use any opportunity they want with or without a signed and sealed bench warrant sworn under affidavit. And I'll pull that up. Go ahead, Bob. Let's get the Fourth Amendment. Give me a second here and I'll read it and look it up real quick so that we can get an idea.
Well, Steve's looking up the Fourth Amendment. Let me tell you about the First Amendment.
Good.
Freedom of speech.
Right.
The right to choose your religion. The right to redress grievances. First Amendment. The Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. That's right. The right to bear arms. It's that simple.
Okay.
That's mm-hmm. all you got to do.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. The problem is, though, Bob, if you know, everybody has a gun, you're going to have confrontations. And then the question comes up with as to how is the confrontation handled. So I'm not saying that people being armed is necessarily a bad thing. I think it's a good idea, but I also think that it may not be necessarily a deterrent either.
Fair enough. Now the Third Amendment, Steve.
Third Amendment is the right to speedy trial, or is that the one that cross-examined?
Everybody forgets the Third Amendment. The Third Amendment is a right to not have to have British soldiers in your house.
Ah, yes, or cops on SWAT teams, I suppose, as well, right?
Yeah, and the Fourth Amendment, Steve. Did you look it up?
The Fourth. I'm still looking. You know, with my new computer, I don't have all the search items that I like to have. So let's.
I went through 1, 2, and 3.
You already did.
You could get to number 4.
And the Fourth Amendment. I want to read it because I know what it says, but I want to read it specifically.
Why do you think the wording's important?
I do. I think it's very wordy. Very wordy, or not wordy, but
very wordy.
Yeah. No,
very
it isn't.
Wordy.
Actually, it isn't. And the Fourth Amendment. Let's just read it and then let listeners decide what it says for themselves. It's very easy to understand. It's not. There's not too much. It says...
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized.
Right. Exactly. Thank you. So, as I was saying before, if I'm looking for nuclear triggers, I can't cite you for bald tires or for, having a leaky water heater that might cause a fire. And these warrants shall issue upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation. Oath or affirmation. That means that the people who are approaching the judge have to swear an oath or an affirmation in order to get a bench warrant to look for the items specifically, particularly describing the place to be searched, the persons or things to be seized. So as I said before, if I'm looking for nuclear triggers, I can't write you up for bald tires. I'm not there looking for bald tires. I'm looking for nuclear triggers in your basement, Bob. And so the right of the people to be secure in their persons, that means no anal cavity searches. Their houses means your homes, your papers and effects, which would be everything pertaining to your computer work, your emails, your papers and effects, your telephone calls. All those things against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated and only under warrant, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation. So we've gotten to a place where the NSA thinks it's their business to do all of this listening and tapping and involvement in everybody's personal effects. And this one federal judge says he thinks this appears to violate the Fourth Amendment. I absolutely agree with him. Don't you? It does. It doesn't just appear. It does. That's the Fourth Amendment. And how have we lost it? The IRS... has more authority really than the FBI to kick down your door to seize all your items and things like that. And they're not even, in my opinion, a legal organization. They have more authority than the police to take off of all your stuff and file, or go ahead and perpetuate an unreasonable search and seizure of your items. We have all kinds of law enforcement agencies that have just trampled on the Fourth Amendment. I think it's very important, and I think that's the reason why the founders put it in there. So that we wouldn't have...
I think so too, Steve. All right, well, unless we get searched and seized before the next break, we'll be right back in seconds. All right? Sound good?
Thank you.
All right.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Okay, everybody. Steve Starr is here back with you. Bob is going to return a little early. He's doing a lot of things, ladies and gentlemen. He's really trying to, keep a lot of shows going. He's expanding on a number of different levels. And running this show is, originally Bob and I did some radio about 5 years ago together, a lot of it. And I just told him, I said, man, I don't have the energy that you do. You're a young guy. This is your career. This is where you want to go. I used to train broadcasters in my early days and teach them how to be the big voice on the radio. And, of course, that was with the mainstream, a lot of these young kids. And I knew most of them weren't going to make it. I knew that a lot of them, as much as they were enjoying the idea of getting into broadcasting, and I believe a lot of them today are doing some of their own radio independent stuff on the alternative. I also trained them in video production, and I'm sure a lot of them are putting videos up on YouTube and things like that now today. But they were never really what I would call the mainstream ingredient. You know what I mean? They just didn't have that. There were a handful, maybe five or six that I found that were really going to go on. And some of them I've seen have progressed and done very well. And so, you know, kind of when I was working with Bob, I realized that he had the ambition, the drive, and the youthful vigor and zeal that I once had. And so I wanted to help him as much as I could. And I still think he's doing a great job getting out there and getting this stuff working and doing, you know, I mean, of course, we handle controversial subjects. We had some, you know, heated discussion tonight. Bob likes that. That makes for good radio. We don't always agree. Don't have to, is Bob Tuscan says. And I think it's actually something that Aristotle coined initially a long time ago, that you don't have to embrace every idea to hear it out and weigh its merits, you know. And that's kind of the way Bob looks at doing his show. So not everything that he presents is necessarily what I would call a ironclad rule of thumb or rule of law. It's just you know, something to consider. And that's the way we do the show, and that's what he does with his show. It's more philosophical, weeding through ideas, thoughts, and that's a good idea. So my point is simply this. So if you want to help him out, please do. He's a struggling young father trying to get along here, and he's working on some things, but it hasn't quite gelled yet for him yet. Go to BobTuscan.com and just give him a couple bucks. You know, you don't have to send him $100. Just put $5 in his account, or $3, or $2. Just say hello. You know, that's the way it works. Give him a little help and a little encouragement, because it would go a long way. As a young father, he's struggling with the a baby that he loves very much, and his wife and family that he loves, and he's trying to hang in there and keep this thing going, because we really appreciate you folks on RBN. We appreciate all of our affiliates. We're trying to get some very great guests on here. We're going to be bringing some other ones on. We talked a little earlier about Bitcoin. We'll try to get Rex Brocky on. We had him on several weeks ago. If you want to know more about Bitcoin, we will go there. We'll tell you about it. He can tell you what's happening with this. Rex is, you know, quite a fellow, really. He's quite eloquent, and he knows all about the ins and outs of the business and the computer operations in mining as well. So if you're interested in that, but I'm not crazy about Bitcoin myself. I'm just looking at it. I'm watching it. I'm like, you know, I'm a journalist. I don't have to have money to talk about it, right? Yeah, I don't have any, but I can talk about it. Yeah, no, it's kind of fun just to look at what's happening here and comment. Is the Bitcoin currency coming along with the New World Order? SDRs, you know, the special drawing rights that they were coming up with, and these other different kinds of currencies that they're trying to set up worldwide. Is that why the elites are letting it go so far? I don't know. Could be, could be. I still wonder what this company is doing with all of this computer processing equipment that they've set up, because that's how you mine these coins, is you run these huge mathematical formulas through your system. They're doing something with your computer. You know, they're borrowing huge amounts of memory and RAM and processing power. And I mean, to the point where some of these guys that are mining Bitcoins are about to burn their houses down. Literally. I mean, you know, these things put off a lot of heat and a lot of energy trying to mine these coins. I don't know what that's all about. That's a question I want to ask Rex about the Bitcoin issue. Anyhow, I do continue to keep the phone lines open, because, you know, I want to be in line with Bob's you know, philosophy, that I don't have to necessarily agree with an idea to hear it out or embrace it. You know, I can listen to those things. And we still have our phone lines open, and Dan, our faithful engineer and producer, is hanging out there. He gets bored, so he wants to hear from you. Sorry, Dan. No, I know he doesn't. Anyhow, 800-313-9443 is the phone number. You can write it down again, 800-313-9443. And if you've called before tonight, well, how about wait until tomorrow night? We've heard from so many people so many times. We want to hear from some of our new listeners, or people we haven't heard from in a long time, or if you're really itching to say something, you know, as long as we don't go back over the same subjects over and over and over again, we'd be glad to hear from you. Again, 800-313-9443, and I'll be hanging out for another few minutes, finishing up the show for Bob tonight, and we may have Rex on tomorrow night. We'll see, but we are going to get some great guests. Bob has had some great guests on the show. We've had, some just amazing people. We've had Radchik, and we've had Bob and I have interviewed Phil Turney, who was on board the USS Liberty when the Israelis attacked it back in the Six-Day War. We've had Dr. William Pepper on, you know, who had the trial for Martin Luther King and James Earl Ray after the fact, in which they found James Earl Ray innocent of the assassination of Martin Luther King. And the King family was very agreeable to this investigation as well, because they knew something was wrong. They knew something was wrong. They had known it all along. And but he's also working right now on trying to get a new trial for Sirhan Sirhan in the Bobby Kennedy case. And those of you who are aware of what happened with Bobby Kennedy, we have a very serious problem with logistics and the wounds that don't relate to the Sirhan Sirhan, what was it, 8-round, 22-millimeter pistol that could have possibly have if inflicted this kind of damage. So there was a second shooter, and this has been there all along. There were people who've come out who've been talking about it for years. They said there was another shooter in the Ambassador Hotel pantry when Bobby Kennedy was shot. So we see a case of mind-altered assassins. And there's a lot of information out on that right now. Here's a quick story. Michael Thalen, Infowars.com, December 16th, says, there's a document that reveals the state's move to vastly expand continuity of government powers. Now, we've known about this. Most of you listeners out there are very well aware of continuity of government. Rex 84, going back to the days of Oliver North. A document currently circulating through the Washington state government details the attempt to vastly expand continuity of government powers by amending the state's constitution. Now, in this case, they're working in Washington's state constitution. And its document is entitled Washington Military Department Modernizing State's Continuity of Operation Planning. And it goes on to list all these things, and you can read that yourself. Well, this is what we have, continuity of government. As we said before, I don't believe the problem is law enforcement. I believe the problem is that it's not being done properly. That's the issue, that the police have become very brutal in their attack towards the citizens, the people who pay their salaries. And that doesn't mean I don't like police officers. I do believe there's some bad guys out there. I tell you, and there's a lot of bad people. Okay, they have to be rounded up. I mean, there's a need for that. No, they're not going to be there right when you call them. No, you're probably better off trying to defend yourself if you can. But there's things that happen that, you know, that you're not around or aware of that take place all the time, and there are a lot of bad guys that need to be rounded up. But the problem is, you see, the police don't deal with issues above their little jurisdiction, their little beat, and they're underneath or above the powers that are underneath them. They don't want to deal with the corruption going on in the state, in the federal, all the way up into the International Monetary Fund, the Federal Reserve Banks, the high end of these political elitists and psychopaths who get the countries into wars and do all these evil things that are massive, massive. You know, we don't have law enforcement in that area. And the reason why is because the watchdog organizations, including law enforcement, have let us down. The media, the preachers, the ministries, the educational institutions, how many others, and of course, all these government agencies. Anyhow, that being the point, we'll get onto this story a little bit more about these mind-controlled assassins. And there's been so many of them. And this was one of the things that we had, one of the reasons why Bob had Dr. William Pepper on to talk to him about the Sirhan Sirhan case, because it's one of the classiest ones. And here's another story, of course, by Michael Thalen from InfoWars that I wanted to get to, that it's also dated December 15th, 2013. And this one is on how the media works to keep mass shooters' profiles secret. Democratic socialists, occultists, make up the majority of mass shooters. Get back into who these people are and why these people go crazy and do these things. Right here on the Bob Tuscan Show after the break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Hey everybody, Steve Starr is back with you for the final segment on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight here on RBN. We're coming up on the end of the year. If you can help out RBN, I want you to encourage you to do that too. I know John Stadmiller has kept this network going for a long time, and there's a lot of good guests, even if I'm not one of them, or good hosts, but there are a lot of good programs on the shows running here on RBN, and you guys know that. So if you can, keep them in mind. It always helps a little bit. I think right now we're up against so much, ladies and gentlemen. You guys know this. We've got to keep a good, solid, continual word and message going out. And, you know, we try to do that on Bob's show. We try to get to the latest news. We try to cover as many things as possible. And at the same time, bring in guests and people like, I said, Dr. William Pepper and others like that who have been involved with some of these very pivotal cases in American history that are actually go back and explore what really happened with so many events that changed the course of our nation and the world. Of course, we're not, you know, just looking at the United States. This is happening all over the world. So, anyhow, if you can help RBN, please do. You can visit the website republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. And help them out as well. Here's the story I was talking about before the break. Media works to keep mass shooters' profiles secret. The media works to keep mass shooters' profiles secret. We're talking about people like Jeremy Loeffner and Adam Lanza. Of course, there's a pretty nefarious background on James Egan Holmes as well that's very mysterious. Then, you know, going back to Sirhan, and some of these others. Michael Thalen writes, Infowars.com, December 15th, an undeniable pattern has continued to emerge in light of mass shootings despite the media's attempt to avoid connecting the dots. In the wake of the recent high-profile shootings, the media can almost immediately be seen attempting to link deranged shooters with the political right. As facts come in, the desire to connect shooters to their political ideologies quickly erodes as the same antidepressant-taking left-wing occultist profile emerges. In 2011, Tucson, Arizona shooter Jared Loeffner, who viciously murdered six people, one of which, by the way, was Judge John Rawl, who was a very strong federal judge, was a very strong Second Amendment person. Six people in the unsuccessful attempt to kill U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords, as if she was the main target, I wonder sometimes. That's my comment. Anyway, back to the story. Was immediately deemed as a right-winger. It was soon learned that Loeffner was a left-wing liberal obsessed with drugs, mind control, dressing like the Grim Reaper, and engaging in occult rituals. And despite initial reports attempting to paint the same picture, information now shows that last week's shooter in Colorado, that's Carl Halverson Pearson, was devoted and an opinionated socialist who blamed gun violence on Republicans. He blamed gun violence on Republicans. Now, wait a minute. Okay. All right, friends, again, you know, you've been listening to the show. I'm from Colorado, all right? I grew up not too far from where, well, I grew up right very, very close to where James Egan Holmes lived. And in on the other side, to the south of me, was where the theater, the Cinemark 16, where the Batman shooting took place. I know the area like the back of my hand. I also moved out to the south and lived not too far from Arapahoe High School. And I want to tell you this. A shotgun when I was 16 from my dad. He was a Marine officer. He trained troops. We used to, it was a single shot, you know, 20 gauge. And I'd go pheasant hunting with it. And, you know, and that was about it. And I went two or three times. Haven't shot it in years. You know, I mean, it's a good gun, but I'd like to go out and shoot skeet or something with it, maybe just to kind of get back in practice. Maybe take a gun safety course. Might be a good idea. Point is, I'm living very, very close actually to where Arapahoe High School was. And I can tell you right now that there must have been at least 200 boys in that high school who had a shotgun. And you never heard any of them bring it to school to shoot a teacher. Okay? All these years. Right? But suddenly, this Carl Halverson Pearson, who is devoted and an opinionated socialist, as it says here, who blamed gun violence on Republicans, buys a shotgun, a couple days later comes into the school and tries to shoot his debate club teacher, his debate club instructor. Something very, very strange about that. I mean, it's not like the guns are causing these crimes, as we've said before. Sandy Hook gunman Adam Lanza, who murdered 20 children, or they say was the one who did it. There was other people, I think, involved, as well as in the Aurora Theater. But 20 children and six teachers exhibited identical traits, although the media attempted to connect Lanza to the NRA. This was later found to be inaccurate. Instead, Lanza, who admittedly had mental health issues, was obsessed with playing video games and updating his online devil-worshipping page. Aurora Theater James Holmes, who was falsely labeled as a member of the Tea Party by ABC News, was linked to fringe elements of the Occupy movement by renowned private investigator Bill Warner. So hooked on several prosecution drugs, including painkillers, Holmes began stockpiling weapons after entering a neuroscience class to learn the inner workings of the human brain. This kid was under the tutorship of people who were playing around with mind control over at the CU Med Center in Fitzsimmons. I know the area very well. I know what they're doing over there. This is an old Army medical hospital. His family's been involved with DARPA grants for years. Look at his old man dealing with the Liber scandal out there and, you know, handling all these algorithms that he has for tracking money as it's moving around the world. And, I mean, the whole thing is very, very strange. Anyway, similarly, going back to the tragic Columbine left-wing shooters, Harrison and Klebold, who referred to themselves as gods, were known to also take SSRI drugs for mental health issues. If you want to know a little bit more about Harrison and Klebold, I hate to use this, but because this is family radio, but it's late here. I want you to Google the term Walsh butt rape. That's right, Walsh butt rape. If you Google that term, you're going to hear a whole story about how these boys were abused by the police, or at least Eric Harris was. And you're going to start to see the whole thing. And we've had a number of people, including Mark Taylor's mother on, and Ron Agner, people like that, who are very close to the whole thing in Columbine. We can get them back if you want. We may bring them back up to talk a little bit about what happened to these two boys, Klebold and Harris, and how they went off and what happened here. Google that term. I won't repeat it again. Anyhow, so we're talking about all of these crazy, you know, these influential, mind-controlled programs and people, people who have become influenced by these things, who have later carried out these atrocious crimes. And that's the question here. What's really going on with all of this stuff? And why is the news media covering it up? I mean, these people are definitely falling into some kind of a mental trance, in my opinion. And what's happening with these things is they're intended to frighten people, and they always use this as a means of trying to say that guns are the problem rather than the mental health of the people who obtain these guns. And as I said before, there are probably at least 200 boys in Arapahoe High School who have a rifle. None of them went off the edge. I mean, why is it that this irrational idea that we need to take guns away from law-abiding citizens because crazy people get them is being perpetrated as normal by the mainstream news media? That in itself is incredibly irrational, friends. And you know that as well as I do. So we're very strong believers in the Second Amendment here on RBN, as you know, and I am too. You know, I may not be as strong as some people, but I do believe in the Second Amendment, and I know when I see these kinds of things happening, that we're being terrorized. Somebody is setting these things up. Somebody is programming this kind of thing to happen. And if that isn't the case, you got to say one thing. The profile of all of these shooters fits the same SSRI, mind-deranged young man who has somehow lost his ability to cope and goes off the handle and usually ends up dead. We'll have to wait and see what happens with the Holmes case and the Batman shooting, because this thing is really, it's going on and on, and there's been some more investigation. We've been hit a lot out here with this whole thing happening, but we've also been a trial battleground for the Second Amendment. That's what Colorado is. It's a trial state. That's why they bring things like this in here and try to pass them in order to see what it's like in the mainstream documentary or the mainstream demographics out there. Okay, friends, the Bob Tuscan Show, it's been what you're listening to here on RBN. I'm Steve Starrs. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Well, Bob will. I'll see you Wednesday. Have a good one now. We're gonna chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads. Chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of a town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.